The Gemara Masechta Chulin, Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis, teaches us Tana Rabbanan, the smaller Ziknoi, at the age that a boy, his beard grows, that means he no longer looks like a child, he looks like an adult. Roy Hu Leo Shlich Tzibur. At that point, he's Roy to be a Shlich Tzibur. Lared Lufnei Teva to be about Tfila. Lisa's Kapov. And to Duchen, if he's a Kohen. Umeimisai Kosh Lavoida. And at what point is a Kohen Kosh for Avoida? Mishiyovi Shtei Saris. Rabbi Omer. Rabbi says, Omer, I need a Kohen should not do the Avoida at Shei Ben Esrim. So we learn here the halacha of who should be appointed to be a Baal Tefillah. And we look in the Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, Siman Nun Gimel Siv Vav, teaches us the Shulchan Aruch, Eim Emanim, we don't appoint to be a Shliach Tzibur, El Mishin Smala Zikna, somebody who is, as we said before, looks like an adult, when they Kvoid HaTzibur. And there's an interesting question, Machloikis Rishonim, if the Tzibur could be Meichel. Because, as we just said, the reason that such an individual should not be appointed to be the Baal Tefillah is because Kvoid HaTzibur. So if it's because Kvoid HaTzibur, ostensibly, the Tzibur could be Meichel. Michael there covered. And that seems to be the opinion of many Rishonim, the Ramban. The Rosh says that the Tzibur cannot be Michael. And as the Taz here in Sifkotan Beis explains, when the Rishonim say that this halacha is b'nei kvod HaTzibur, it's Kvod HaTzibur doesn't mean that we're worried about the covet of the Tzibur. The covet of Tzibur means here is that it's not appropriate that the Tzibur should send an individual to represent them, to be their shliach, to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol, if he isn't an individual of stature, and therefore it's not the Tzibur's place to be Meichel or not, because it's not their covet, it's really the covet of Hashem. And in fact, that is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkot and Chof Kimmel Paskins, that the Tzibur has no right to be Meichel, to allow someone else to be the Baal Tefillah. However, the Meiri, very much in line with the Gemara that we just learned, wants to differentiate between somebody who's below 20 versus someone who's above 20. And he says the Tzibur has no right to be Meichel on someone who's below 20. But if the individual is already above 20, then, as our Gemara already seems to indicate, in general it's much more lenient and allowing such a person could already do the Avoida, according to everybody, and therefore at that point we could be more lenient and allowing that person, says the Meiri, to be the Baal Tefillah. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, Aval Bakroi, but if it's not somebody who's going to be given this position on a full-time basis, it's a Kroi, Mishevi Shtei Saris, once he is a bar mitzvah, yochaleir lufnei ateva, he could be about tefila, vachle yismana mepiat tzibur mle shtet tzibur, he shouldn't be appointed to be a full-time about tefila. So there are many halachas that come up because of this halacha. The bi halacha in divrei amaskol avol says that even though the Shulchan Aruch tells us that Bakroi, if it's not a full-time appointment, we could appoint someone who's ready by mitzvah to be about tefillah, says the Bir Halacha, that's only when there isn't a 20-year-old available. But if there is a 21, if there's a 20-year-old available, then we should always look for someone who's at least 20 years old. The Kav Chaim disagrees, and he says that if it's not a full-time appointment, even if you have a 20-year-old, you could appoint such an individual to be a boy who's bar mitzvah to be the Baal Tefillah. Certainly, the Paiskim say, when it comes to Ma'ariv, we could be more lenient because Tefillah's Ma'ariv is Rishus. There is an opinion, we've spoken about it, that for Musaf, there's an opinion we should never send anyone below 20 years old to be the Baal Tefillah. Because there's an opinion that they did not accept the Machatz HaShekel from anyone who was below 20 years old. So since they didn't accept the Machatz HaShekel for anyone that's below 20 years old, and the Tefillah's Musaf represents a carbon Musaf, a carbon Tzibur, which came from the collection of the Machatz HaShekel, so therefore we shouldn't appoint someone who's below 20 years old to be the Baal Musaf. It's not the Minig Olam, as we discussed. Even if Tefillah's Musaf was established for the Karban Tzibur of the Karban Musaf, and even if we be of the opinion that the Tefillah's Musaf, we'll be of the opinion that someone under 20 years old did not contribute to the Machatz HaShekel, but as the Stipler explains, now Tefillah's Musaf became a Tefillah and has all the halachos of Tefillah, and since a boy above bar mitzvah certainly has the obligation to daven Tefillah's Musaf, he could also be the Baal Tefillah. The Bi'ah Halacha, furthermore, in Divrei HaMaskil Yucho, quotes the Prima Godim that if you have Rachman Tzlan Ayosim, who's over bar mitzvah but below 20, should not daven on a full-time basis as the Shliach Tzibur, even though he's davening because he's a chiv, he's an oval. However, but the Mishnah Brewer himself says that when it comes to Ma'ariv, as we mentioned a moment ago, we could be more lenient. However, as many Paiskim take a more lenient approach. I also saw from Shlomo Zalman that in a yeshiva, where the entire yeshiva are young men, that's who the yeshiva is, there, we could have, on a full-time basis, Baalei Tefillah who are above bar mitzvah, but below 20 years old. But then there's another halacha, which is based on the Gemara that we have here on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. And this is a Ramah in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Simen Tuf Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph, where the Ramah says, V'idagdiku lach sa'ach shliach tzibur hayoysa hogun v'ayoysa godl. It's appropriate to look for a shliach tzibur who's most appropriate. V'ayoysa godl b'tayra ma'isim she'ef se'limtzoy she'spal slichas v'yom n'roim. To find such an individual to be the Baal Tefillah. V'shiei ben shloshim. And he should be 30 years old. And the basis, tells us the Mishnah Brewer immediately, is the Gemara that we had here on, he quotes the Gra, the Gemara that we had here on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph that said that at 25 years old, the Levim started preparing themselves for the Avodah, and at 30, they actually began the Avodah. There's an interesting Sharat Siyan that discusses that it seems that a 30-year-old is when a person, as Chazal says, l'koyach. So why is that the right age for the person to be appointed to be a Baal Tefillah? So the Bir Halacha says that at 30, a person starts thinking that a significant portion of his life has passed. And since he starts thinking that that's an important part of his life that has passed, that's why it's the right age that he could become a Baal Tefillah. Moreover, it's interesting because the Gemara, we can understand with this a Rambam. Because the Gemara says that this halacha, that Levim should not do the avodah till they're 30, only applied in the Mishkan, the Gemara says. Because in the Mishkan, they had to actually carry the kalim as they traveled from one place to the other, and then shloshim l'kayach. But in Shiloh and Beis Ha'olamim in the Beis HaMikdash, these halachas do not apply, says the Gemara. But it's interesting, so that means that this halacha of a lady not being able to do the avodah will never happen again. So it's interesting to point out that the Rambam does bring down this halacha. And the question is, why does the Rambam bring down this halacha if it will never happen again? But according to the way we now understand, that the avodah should, that we're learning the halacha of about tefillah, the Ramah, as the Gra teaches us, is learning the halacha of about tefillah from the Levium, and therefore it's important for the Rambam to teach us that Levium can only begin doing their avodah until 30 years old. Moreover, this is the basis for another halacha that the Yamsha Shloimeh suggests, quoting the Maram Ratenberg. What's going to be the halacha if there's an individual who is most suited to be the Baal Tefillah, but unfortunately, he's a Baal Mum? Could he be the Baal Tefillah? Says the Yamsha Shloimeh, the name Maram Ratenberg. What we're learning here is that when we speak about a Baal Tefillah, the Baal Tefillah is compared to the Levi, not to the Kohen. So by a Kohen, as the Gemara indeed teaches us on Daf Chof Dalet, the Baal Mum is possible. But as the Gemara also taught us, a Baal Mum is not possible when we speak about a Levi. And we're learning that a Baal Tefillah is compared to a Levi, and since a Baal Tefillah is compared to a Levi, therefore, since a Baal Tefillah is compared to a Levi, just like a Levi doesn't become disqualified if Rachman or Tzlan is a Baal Mum, so wouldn't a Baal Tefillah. But since, as we also learn, that in the Gemara on Daf Chaf Tal Rama Aleph, that at 25 years old, the Levim already began preparing themselves for the Avodah. So if we have an individual who is 25 years old and he has all the proper requirements to be about tefillah, we could appoint him to be about tefillah. And in fact, I saw from Rav Ozman, the Shas HaTshuva Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Hey Simen Samech Vav, if you have two individuals, one is 25 years old, they're essentially the same, but one is 25 years old and he's married, and one is 30, but he's not married, you should pick the 25-year-old. You should pick the 25-year-old to be the Baal Tefillah, because as we're learning, at 25, a Levi already becomes involved in the Avodah.